The Kurdish people in northern Iraq are going along with Iraq's new government, but warily. They want autonomy. In this country, Kurdish Americans worry that unless the U.S. backs the Kurds strongly, they will not get anything like autonomy. Reporter Laura Huber went to a large community of Kurdish Americans in El Cajon, California.
When you walk into the office of El Cajon's Kurdish Human Rights Watch, it's easy to forget you're in California and not Iraqi Kurdistan. Here, Kurdish is spoken instead of English. The latest news and music are beamed in via satellite from the Kurdish area of northern Iraq. This evening, dozens of leaders from the Kurdish community gathered to discuss the change of power in Iraq. Accompanied by the quiet clicking of prayer beads, they talk about autonomy, federalism, and independence, and express anger at the current situation. The Kurds here are upset that neither the position of Iraq's prime minister nor president was filled by a Kurd, and that the new UN resolution makes no mention of Kurdish autonomy. An elder Kurd, Sheikh Talib Barzanji, says that even though his people have provided the only safe haven for U.S. soldiers in the country, the Kurds have been sold short by the Americans.
The Kurds consider themselves the best and the most sincere friends of America. And in reward, they don't see any positive response to their rights.
In Iraq, Kurdish leaders have agreed to stay in the new government, but the Kurdish American community wants more. Salman Shali is the president of the Kurdish National Congress, an organization representing Kurdish views from all parts of Kurdistan living in the U.S. and Canada. The KNC has called on the Kurdish leadership in Iraq not to participate in the new government until the rights of the Kurds are guaranteed. They also want the status of the Kurdish part of Iraq to be decided by the Kurds themselves.
KNC is supporting the referendum. To see what the Kurds want and support that will of the people. Absolutely, they do not want to be part of central government again. They want to have their rights, and they've been enjoying that independence, and they want to continue to enjoy that independence.
Kurds living in the States are particularly afraid of what they see as another American betrayal. In the mid-1970s, the U.S. stopped supporting the Kurdish rebellion against the central government, and thousands of Kurds fled the country. In 1991, the Kurds responded to President Bush's call to rise up against Saddam Hussein. But that rebellion was also crushed by Saddam's forces, and more than 1 million Kurds fled across the mountains to Turkey. Shali says that by siding with the Americans during this war, the Kurds stand to lose the most if America withdraws.
The Kurds put all their future in the hand of the American now. The minute the United States leave Iraq or take their support from the Kurds, everybody will attack them. And the Kurds will be betrayed again like what happened in 1975.
To Kurds here, the prospect that an Arab-dominated government will guarantee the rights of Iraqi Kurds is dubious at best. They want a guarantee from the international community. Yashin Akraoui is a 27-year-old stockbroker. Her parents came as refugees in the mid-70s, and she is acutely aware of how history in the region tends to repeat itself. She says that UN support for Kurdish autonomy is critical.
If we didn't think that, you know, people were going to gas us or, you know, bomb our villages, we wouldn't even ask for autonomy. But because it has happened in the past and we know that it could happen in the future, we want autonomy. We want something in writing, and we want federalism.
At the end of their meeting, the Kurds decide to write letters to the Bush administration outlining their concerns and to collect money for a local congressman who's been vocal in his support of an independent Kurdistan. Despite their aspirations, however, the Kurds know they are still dependent upon the U.S. and that their influence is limited at best. For Day to Day, I'm Laura Huber.